Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. You know that feeling when you're staring at a blank page, an unfinished project, or even just a decision you need to make? It's like fear is holding you back, whispering all these doubts in your ear. We've all been there, right? Today, we're tackling the mental monster of fear of failure and learning how to embrace risk. Think of it as our training montage for conquering those self-imposed limitations. Here's the deal, folks. Success isn't built on a foundation of zero risks. It's about taking calculated leaps, learning from stumbles, and getting back up stronger every time. You see, fear of failure can become this paralyzing force that keeps us stuck in our comfort zones. But guess what? Comfort zones are great for, well, being comfortable. They're not exactly breeding grounds for growth or achieving those big, ambitious dreams we all have. So, how do we break free from this mental cage and start living a more daring life? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to level up your mindset. First things first, recognize that failure isn't the opposite of success. It's a stepping stone to it. Every single successful person out there has a story filled with setbacks, learning curves, and maybe even a few epic flops along the way. Think about your heroes, athletes, entrepreneurs, artists. Their journeys are paved with both triumphs and challenges. Embrace those stumbles as valuable lessons because they provide insights that success can't teach you. Remember, it's not how many times you fall, it's how many times you get back up. Number 2, shift your perspective on risk. Instead of viewing it as something to avoid, start seeing it as an opportunity for growth and expansion. Think about those moments when you took a chance, even if it felt scary at first. Chances are, those experiences led to some of the most rewarding outcomes in your life. You know that feeling when you finally try something new, step outside your comfort zone, and discover hidden talents or passions? That's the power of embracing risk. Thirdly, break down those big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Ever heard of the saying, "How do you eat an elephant?" One bite at a time. Feeling overwhelmed by a daunting task is a recipe for procrastination and fear. But by breaking it down into smaller chunks, you create a sense of control and momentum. You start celebrating those mini victories along the way, which keeps your motivation high and your confidence growing. Fourth, surround yourself with a supportive crew, people who believe in you, encourage your dreams, and celebrate your successes, even the small ones. Remember, we're all in this journey together. Having a strong support system can make all the difference when facing those moments of self-doubt. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. You are human, and it's okay to make mistakes, to feel fear, and to have setbacks along the way. The key is to learn from them, adjust your course, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small, and never stop believing in your ability to achieve greatness. Here's a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you've always wanted to write a book. You have this amazing story inside you, but the fear of judgment, the pressure of finishing it, or even just the sheer size of the project keeps holding you back. What if you took small steps? Maybe start by writing for 15 minutes each day, or join a writing group for feedback and support. Maybe even just outline the chapters first to get a clearer vision. You see, by breaking it down and celebrating those smaller victories, the fear starts to shrink and your confidence grows with every word you write. So remember, folks, overcoming fear of failure isn't about becoming fearless. It's about facing your fears head-on, learning from them, and using them as fuel to propel yourself towards your goals. It's about taking calculated risks, celebrating your successes, big and small, and never, ever giving up on your dreams. Now, go out there and conquer those challenges. Take that leap of faith, embrace the unknown, and watch what incredible things you can achieve. Don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing your stories. And until next time, keep pushing boundaries, keep growing, and keep winning.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.